Last spring, in response to a budget deficit, the Lansing Public School District laid off 87 teachers who were certified to teach art, music, and physical education in its elementary schools. The drastic move has garnered national attention and has raised concerns among educators across the country. Now, more than a month into the new school year, we thought it'd be a good time to check in on how this is playing out and find out what options are on the table to educate Lansing students in these crucial subjects. Now, in the coming weeks here on Current State, we plan to have a series of conversations with all of the stakeholders, parents, teachers, and district officials. Today, we start off with community arts providers. We want to welcome Barb Whitney, who is Program Manager of the Arts Council of Greater Lansing. Hi, Barb.
Hi.
And Mitch Robinson is an Associate Professor and Chair of the Music Education Department in Michigan State University's College of Music. Welcome back, Mitch.
Good morning.
There was an event last Monday, a forum at Everett High School that I'd like to get some information about from both of you in terms of this had a function in terms of bringing community arts providers like you, Barb, your group, the Arts Council of Greater Lansing, together to address this issue. Who was there and what got discussed?
So the Arts Council of Greater Lansing was contacted by the National Association of Music Merchandisers. They were bringing the John Lennon school bus to town to be at Everett High School, and the forum had this opportunity to bring the community together around the issue of arts education, which was very welcome, as we've been regularly convening our community arts education providers, and recently also convened that group with the district, with representatives from the district at September 9th. So the forum allowed us to grow the table, so to speak, and also include parents, teachers, and civic leadership in this really important conversation we're having about the value of arts education.
Okay, so community arts providers were brought into the picture to try to compensate, I guess, for some of the changes, or to help adjust for some of the changes in these cuts. How has the first month at the Lansing School District gone, Mitch? Are you involved in that? Do you know what's happening there?
Well, I think one of the reasons that what happened on Monday was so important is it was a really good first step in having this this dialogue begin. We don't know what's going on in the school district. We know that there were 87 folks that were teaching these subjects before, and now we're down to about six as consultants that the district has hired from the body of 87 folks that no longer are there. So they do have, I think, two in music, two in art, and maybe two or three in physical education. But those people now are kind of traveling around from school to school, providing lesson plans and resources for all of the other classroom teachers that are now responsible for teaching those subjects. So to answer your question, we don't really know what's going on in the classrooms.
How significant was the meeting, Barb?
I felt it was significant because it was the culmination of a lot of work, bringing together our community arts education providers. What we did as the Arts Council when this decision was made is initially we were contacted by national leadership and from Americans for the Arts and other organizations who were seeking information about what had happened. And we realized that we needed to educate ourselves about best practices for this kind of disproportionate cut to the arts in our district or the region that we serve. And so we attended a national conference for Americans for the Arts and learned a lot about other communities who have overcome similar kinds of situations like these. And, you know, one of the best models that we really like to use is a larger scale model, but Big Thought in Texas was able, after 7 years, to reinstate music and arts teachers through a lot of efforts, initially beginning with the community. So what we did is brought the community arts education providers together to establish the roles of the Arts Council, the roles of the educators, and then the potential roles of the local arts community within the schools or outside of the schools. And what we see as the role of the local arts community, and I feel like it's important to clarify this, is to provide supplemental arts education for youth and to provide potentially professional development for teachers. So when you look at the roles of educators, you see certified arts specialist as one role, and then you see classroom teachers as another role, and then that third role is our community arts education providers.
But is the end game restoring those positions that have been cut?
I think the end game is to make sure that every kid in Lansing has access to a quality arts education taught by certified teachers. So whether the program that eventually comes back is going to look exactly like what we had is the district's responsibility, but certainly what we have right now is not a way to go forward.
Right.
Barbara, are you personally prepared for something less than a restoration of all of those teachers' positions, that a new model here, so to speak? Is that realistically what you're anticipating?
Well, I think that some of our first steps are to begin now engaging the community as a whole and educating the community in the best interest of the students about why the arts are important and the value of the arts. And we know that the benefits of the arts include a change in school culture, change in motivation for the students, and we want to be able to relay to people who might be interested in hearing these thoughts why it is important first, and then we, I think, have to, as a group, collectively vision what that is going to mean for us in an interim capacity.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, our ultimate goal is, just as Mitch stated, for certified arts specialists to be providing the services within the schools to the students. It's just a very, very high priority for us.
We're talking with Barb Whitney of the Arts Council of Greater Lansing and Mitch Robinson of Michigan State University's Music Education Department about how the Lansing School District is moving ahead with arts and music education in elementary schools. Mitch, do you anticipate a profoundly new model for teaching arts and music in Lansing schools?
Well, let's be clear about what was happening in Lansing first. Over the past several years, we keep talking about this number of 87 art and music teachers. Roughly half of those people were actually certified to teach art and music. Over the years, the district, for various reasons, has been moving people that aren't certified in art and music but are certified by the state to teach any subject in all grades into music and art positions. When you ask, do we want to restore what was, I think we want to restore something that works in Lansing, that fits the culture and the community better than what we had. There are great teachers and still remain a lot of great teachers in Lansing, but a lot of people were teaching outside of their comfort zone, and that's a decision that the district made. And you know, we think that people that are teaching music and art should be qualified and trained and prepared to teach music and art.
What is the district saying? I know Yvonne Kamal Kanul, the Lansing School Superintendent, spoke to the group on Monday. What did she have to say?
Well, she relayed a lot of information about herself and her own advocacy for the arts, and the important role that the arts have played in her life. She shared her youth, which involved a lot of arts, and her she's actually a collector of art. So it was a really great to hear that from her about her own personal perspective on the arts. And I think she is open to hearing what we are saying. So that's very exciting. I think we hope to have an audience with Yvonne Kamal Kanul as well. And that, I believe, is an outcome of that conversation, that relentlessly positive conversation that we had with NAM on Monday.
What is the message from the administration as far as you're concerned, Mitch?
Well, I think so far they are maintaining that what they're doing is a new approach and a new model, is innovative. We've heard them say that they have not cut the arts, but there's nothing innovative about getting rid of 87 arts teachers. That's not an innovative step. So what we're looking for is a way forward. So I think the meeting that we had on Monday was an important first step. But now we need to have the top leaders from the district actively engaged in the dialogue to move forward.
Did Ms. Kamal Kanul advance any particular idea in terms of how to move forward with this at Monday's meeting?
No. I think, as Barb said, I think what she shared that was powerful was her own personal feelings about the arts and how important they've been to her. I hope that as she's talking about that, she also realizes that in urban schools that school districts are the main provider for arts education for kids. She had a lot of advantages growing up. Her parents were cultural attachés. I think that's great. Mm-hmm. She was exposed to arts on her own. Some kids in Lansing aren't going to have those opportunities. Mm-hmm. We think that the school district is the entity that's supposed to provide those things, and we want to work with them to provide a program that meets the needs of the kids in Lansing.
And just to step in for a moment, you know, I want to just repeat the access to the arts is so important. It creates a positive school culture, and also studies show that it positions students for higher achievement. And the Arts Council of Greater Lansing believes that all students deserve a holistic curriculum-based arts education provided by certified arts specialists. And they can work in that way in tandem with certified teachers and also with community arts education providers. We're looking at it in terms of those three roles and wanting to reinstate those certified arts specialists to the classroom, in part because the studies show that it helps students succeed in work, succeed in life, and succeed in school. And also, when we look at attrition rates for schools, they're lower mm-hmm. for students who have regular exposure to the arts.
You know, it's not irrelevant here either that Michigan is one of the few states in the country without a mandate for K through 5
really
arts
important.
And music curriculum. Can you put that in perspective for us, Mitch?
Well, we're one of, I think, four or five states in the United States that does not require kids in elementary grades to have art and music as part of their weekly instruction. When we talk about short game and long game approaches, you know, the short game for us right now is to try to get to the district to the table to talk about steps forward. I think we believe right now that they've made a permanent solution to a temporary problem. So we would like to talk with them and work on ways forward. The long game is to advocate at the state level in governance and with educational groups for a music and art requirement for elementary grades, much as we have right now at the high school level, and that's a relatively new requirement as well.
Absolutely.
What, if anything, have you heard from parents? We're a month into the new school year. For those who are familiar with the former approach and those who are now familiar with the newer approach, what kind of feedback is the district getting?
We did have a representative at the forum from the Parent Teacher Student Association for Everett, and she shared some of her personal arts experience and the value that it holds for her personally. I think that one of our goals now is to grow the table and include those parents more in the conversation now that we have this sort of firm coalition of community arts education providers. We know what's happening within the district, and we can move forward with the discussion, including more feedback from parents and teachers as well.
Can you describe that person's concern about the current approach?
Well, I think it's important to remember that parents tend in music and art kind of booster situations, the parents that tend to be involved more are the people that have kids that are in high school programs because they're more visible and there's a higher profile out in the community.
Yeah.
Those programs have not been impacted yet, right? We still have music programs in the middle and secondary schools. I think what we need to do is make sure that we hear the voices of parents that have kids in elementary schools. That's a harder group to mobilize, and I think that's one of the things the district needs to do if they want to be transparent about the process is get parents from kids in the elementary schools to be more visible and more vocal in the process. That would be a great step forward.
Is the district not being transparent enough?
I think the district has had to make tough decisions in tough times, and I think we all respect that. I think there has been kind of a mixed message that we had to do a hard thing, and I think everybody understands that. But there's also been a message that's come along with that what we're doing is not a cut to the arts, and in fact, it could be even better. I think that's a very difficult message for the 87 teachers that lost their jobs, for the other teachers that are now have been assigned to teach things that they're not really prepared to teach. I think that's a mixed message. So I don't want to say that they're not transparent, but I think we need to have a more transparent conversation about what we all want for the kids in Lansing.
Very interesting. And with 30 seconds or less left, Barb, what's next?
Well, I think our next goal should be to create an agreement which envisions and commits to certified arts educators returning to every Lansing School District school to provide regular sequential instruction within a certain time frame. So if they can make that agreement, we have a lot of tools in our toolkit in terms of arts advocacy, in terms of support and leveraging support and funding within the community if that objective is met.
That sounds like a lofty goal. We look forward to continuing the discussion. Barb Whitney is the program manager of the Arts Council of Greater Lansing. Mitchell Robinson is an associate professor and chair of the Music Education Department here at Michigan State University's College of Music. Barb, Mitch, thanks very much.
Thank you.
And if you are a parent of a student in the Lansing Public Schools, we would love to hear from you on this subject. Please send us an email. Our email address is currentstate@wkar.org.